Then I don't feel like, did he come on?
If you want to come forward, have a children's lesson. Thanks, Matthew. It's okay. Good morning. Is it a good morning? Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, there we go. That's a little better. Yeah. Well, it's nice you all can be up here this morning and your smiling faces. And I was thinking about what to share. What would the Lord have me share with you people? That's a big responsibility. We want to take it seriously. And I thought about the things that we say, the commitments that we make. I thought about debt. Does anybody know what debt is? What's...
When you owe money.
When you owe money and you don't have enough to pay it, that's right. And the path forward. What if you find yourself in some way in that position? So, how many of you have said before that you would do something and then you found it was hard or expensive, or maybe too hard or expensive for you to follow through with what you said you would do? Anybody? Did you ever say something that you told somebody you'd do something for them and then you realized, I don't even know if it's possible? Well, I want to tell you a story. And this story is from when my sister and I were little, and I talked to her on the phone and asked her if it's okay to share this, and she said it was. So when my sister was about 6 or 7, and perhaps getting as much as maybe $1 a week for allowance, because we used to get an allowance when we were growing up, one of the neighborhood children gave her some stickers. Do you like stickers? Yeah, stickers are kind of neat. Well, in return, she offered to give a whole package of stickers. I don't know that she had a whole package of stickers, but then other children that were in the neighborhood got offered packs of stickers too. When Sarah got home, she had quite the commitments to fulfill. She had to save for a few months or so. I mean, a dollar was worth a lot when we were kids, but only so much. We finally went to buy the stickers. She got something like 12 packs of Smurf stickers. That was a big thing in the 80s. And Dad had to help a little because she hadn't brought enough for tax. And by the time she gave the packages of stickers out, some barely or didn't even remember that she had offered them. I think she got to keep one pack. There was like one pack left over. It was a good lesson. Imagine, because she was used to have a little money, you buy Lifesavers or you buy whatever you can buy with it. And all of us, and when this came up, she didn't have probably about any money. And all of a sudden, this was going to cost her $12 or so at $1 a week. And I'm going to get my phone so I can show you something that I looked up. I was wondering if she remembered right how much these stickers cost. And wouldn't you know, here is a pack of Smurf stickers. What does the price say on there? You see it?
$1.
Wow, I have a smart sister. And you know, she wasn't so smart with the commitment she made at the time, but she certainly remembered. And this was a pack from Pennsylvania, which is where we lived at the time. And I looked it up, and wouldn't you know, those stickers were $1 a pack. They're horrible stickers, but a promise is a promise, and sometimes, you know. But anyway, so I would like us to remember that it's very important what we say that we'll do. And I had parents that really cared about us, and they were willing to let us learn life's lessons the hard way. My dad could have just shelled out 12 bucks and said, here, go buy stickers. That's, you know, you shouldn't do this, shouldn't tell people, but hey, whatever. And you know what? It might not have hurt him that badly, but it wouldn't have helped Sarah. Sarah learned her lesson, and she's been a lot better about budgeting and careful not to promise stickers to everybody. She still gives a lot of stickers. How many people here have gotten stickers from Sarah? Okay, at least I saw four hands. And how many people have received envelopes from Sarah with stickers on them? Probably more. Yeah, well, there's a number of people here. So she still gives stickers, but she doesn't promise them to more people than she has something to back it up with. And I appreciate that. So that was a little lesson. Now, there's a passage here that I'd like to read, and I'd like to read it in a version that will be a little easier, perhaps, for you to understand. It's BBE. I think that's Bible in Basic English or something like that. It says, do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven, and you are on earth, so let your words be few. Do you see something back there you want to look at? Let's look this way, okay? Now listen. A dream comes when there are many cares, and many words mark the speech of a fool. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow or a promise or a commitment than to make one and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin. Oops, where did my... Oh, there we go. And do not protest to the temple messenger, my vow was a mistake. Why should God be angry at what you say and destroy the works of your hands? So we have to be very careful, don't we? Now, currently, from what I understand, from my research, and I've learned that we don't always check all the sources, and some people's data is incorrect. But from the best that I could find, as of around this time, the national debt is $36.22 trillion. I don't have any idea what $1 trillion looks like. I don't know if we were to make a stack of $100 bills, how far it would go. But it would be a lot. Andrew Jackson had the debt effectively reduced to zero in 1835. He sold government-owned land and implemented federal budget cuts. If you think about from 1835, which was a long time ago, till now, 190 years later, that's an average of $190,631,578,947 per year to get up to this $36.22 trillion that we're at today. But when things aren't taken care of soon, the problem gets worse fast. The debt was under $12 trillion at the end of 2009. So in less than 16 years, it has more than tripled. Our spiritual lives can be a lot like that. The hard news is that we could struggle financially all our lives if we've overcommitted and don't have enough earthly goods to back up what we owe. The good news is that even if we owe money for the rest of our lives or have done something to someone else's property that we can never fix, God will erase our spiritual debt through Jesus Christ's sacrifice, and God will forgive us. So we could make it very hard for ourselves in this life and have to suffer all through this life and never be able to pay everything that we said we would do. What if I promised everybody in the world 50 billion packs of stickers? Well, I could never pay it. I would have to repent. Even if I still owed everybody all those stickers, who's going to forgive me? God. Because I'm not going to live in sin because of my failure there, but I may still have to struggle all my life starting to fulfill the commitments that I made as best as I can. We can't always erase our consequences of having to do what we can, but if we can't do enough, we're still able to be forgiven. Thank God, because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice. Many times, God enables people that are truly walking with Him to have a way to make things right with man as well. So number one, don't make hasty promises. Number two, be able to back up what you owe or stay out of debt. And three, when we fail or sin, turn to who? To help us and forgive our sin. Who would that be? God, that's right. Now, just another little demonstration here. So, let's just say that we all know we like stickers. So, let's say here, I say, stickers are worth 3 cents. Okay, here. So, here. And here, each one of you, what does it say on it?
3 cents.
3 cents. Here. There. Wow, don't you feel like you're holding something of value? How many of you think 3 cents is something? It's not nothing, is it? Well, but if it's all just on paper, okay, now, y'all come up here and buy stickers. I've got stickers up here. Just lay your 3 cents down, take a sticker. All right, and go back to your seats when you got your sticker. Well, what happened? There's a lot of 3 cents there, but there aren't stickers. Now wait, don't go back to your seat. You didn't get anything, right? Here, this is the way it really should work. There needs to be more stickers there, right? So come get something for that. Okay? That's the way it should work. If we have something that is supposed to be worth something, it should be worth something. And in our lives, our words, our commitments, our whatever, should be worth something. There should be something to back it up. It's not gold to back up all the money anymore. Or stickers. But I just want you all to remember, be very careful. Don't give people a promise that you can't fulfill. It's better not to make a lot of promises. It's better to find opportunities to bless, and when it's right, to do that, but not to make a whole bunch of statements about things that we hope will be able to happen and then not be able to fulfill them. All right, you may go back to your seats, and God bless you. Have a good week.